The word changed and evolved further after the start of the modern codependence movement in Arizona in the mid-80s. Codependence Anonymous has had its first meeting in October of 1986, and books on codependence as a disease in and of itself started appearing at about the same time. These codependence books were the next generation evolved from the books on the adult child syndrome of the early 80s. The point that I am making is that our understanding of codependence has evolved to realizing this is not just about some dysfunctional families. Our very role models, our prototypes, are dysfunctional. Our traditional cultural concepts of what a man is, of what a woman is, are twisted, distorted, almost comically bloated stereotypes of what masculine and feminine really are. We are set up to be emotionally dysfunctional by our role models, both parental and societal. We are taught to repress and distort our emotional process. We are trained to be emotionally dishonest when we are children.